Once again, this is All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. I once heard a music professor make fun of rock and roll for making a big deal about two-voice harmonies. But when it's done right, oh, check this out.
I'm your dolly, stuffed with extra baggage.
These are the voices of Holly Lessig and Jess Wolf. With their three bandmates, they're called Lucius. And their music takes many forms. One moment, it's a sassy Motown stomp. Then a sweet Brian Wilson ballad. Then the hangover after a heavy-drinking country song.
I don't need you anyway. I don't need you. Go home. Go home.
The first full-length album from Lucius is called Wilda Woman. It comes from a nickname Holly Lessig's mother had for her as a girl, Wilda Child.
I was just, like, always playing in the dirt and, like, doing my own thing and, you know, just kind of weird kid. And Jess was a weirdo, too, right?
Yeah.
And so we kind of bonded over that. And, well, now we're grown up, I guess. So I guess we're Wilda women.
Yeah. I mean, I think we were also just sort of recognizing the fact that all the women that we surrounded ourselves with had this sort of spirit about them.
Yeah.
And we wanted to recognize that.
And she'll say whatever's on her mind. There are unspeakable things and she'll speak them in vain and you can't help but wish you had bolder things to say. She's a wilder woman.
I mean, we both had kind of a tough time growing up and in school, not really being accepted or getting along or finding the friends that you wish you had. And so when we found each other and some of the other friends that we met in college, it was a really great experience, and we kind of wanted to just celebrate that and have other people feel that too.
So you guys met at the Berklee College of Music, right?
We did. We had a lot of mutual friends in school, and one drunken night started talking about our influences and realized how similar they were. And even though we had completely different upbringings, Holly grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and I grew up in Los Angeles. But there was just an automatic kinship, and we started writing together very soon after that.
There was alcohol involved, so did you start singing right away that very first?
No, but we were listening to recordings.
Yeah. I mean, we were always singing, but we hadn't sung together or decided until that point to work together.
I read that the Beatles' White Album was important to the band's formation. There's some sort of debt of gratitude, you guys. Could you explain that?
Okay, let's take it back to that first night. we were sitting in Jessica's living room drinking red wine on this beige colored futon, I think it was, and we started talking and we decided that we're going to do a White Album cover show and be like the female Beatles
and for a night
and surprisingly we got up the next morning like gung-ho, like, okay, let's meet at Obonpan and have a coffee and like do this and
yeah,
rearrange
let's start with Happiness as a Warm Gun.
Could you give us a little bit of Happiness as a Warm Gun?
No.
No. Something?
We're out of practice.
Yeah, that song, we rearranged the song and had planned to rearrange the rest of the tracks, and we just never got around to it. We just ended up writing our own stuff.
There's a quality that reminds me a little bit of some of the Phil Spector produced women, but it's almost like the women then sort of took over the studio, held them hostage, and then took it on themselves.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a nice description. Maybe my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely inspired by that era, and I think that's one thing that we all really like, that kind of grittier, yeah, older, rawer kind of sound.
With Joe Meek, Phil Spector, those were definitely like strong influences for the sound of the record.
Something else I heard about is that one of your early goals with a band was to get the attention of one of our friends here, Bob Boylan of NPR Music. So tell me about the stalking of Bob Boylan.
Oh, we used to write like little love letters to Bob. Not actual love letters, but little notes.
He's lovable.
He's super lovable. We just notes inviting, or actually drawings, or
yeah,
little
invitations.
Posters. Inviting him to our shows, mm-hmm, for like a year, maybe.
Yeah.
We only sent a couple. I mean, yeah, we weren't like serious stalker material.
Yeah.
And then he heard our EP in December of last year, mm-hmm, and then invited us to come and do the Tiny Desk concert in January. And then he came to our live show, and, you know, it's been a real friendship ever since then. And he's just been a champion of ours, and we're so grateful for that.
And I know the tune that Bob fell in love with was one called Don't Just Sit There. We'll go out on that one today. That's Holly Lessig and Jess Wolf of the band Lucius. Their debut album is called Wildewoman. You can enjoy their Tiny Desk concert at nprmusic.org. Thanks again.
Aw, thanks so much for having us.
Don't just sit there. Tell me what I want.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Arun Roth. Check out our weekly podcast, search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. You can follow us on Twitter at NPRWATC. We're back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.